So nefarious, so nefarious.
Cindy will do it.
Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descended from planet X, ready to save our planet.
Where do you write that?
On my, he wrote on my status. I put what force put up. And he said, but we were asking himself. For he's got he said, Cindy will be available. Ask him so I just get back. Ready to sway.
And getting into time, so I guess let's just start it.
Mark's not even here.
Mark!
Okay. Good, I got work.
We'll get here.
The podcast is starting.
Hey, everybody.
Hey! I was missing something in my diet.
Mark!
My poop.
We're podcasting, man.
Half of the room is
starting. Stop talking about your poop.
He asked me. He was asking me what color my poop was because he was nervous that he had light brown poop. Right?
I was nervous. I was missing something in my diet.
Nah, man. Certain foods turn your poo different colors.
So I'm not missing. Like,
if you Google it, you'll find out.
Yeah, I've had green poop.
I've had like electric green poop. Yeah. If you drink too much purple Gatorade, it turns your poop green.
So
if you drink too much red, it turns it red.
Really?
Yeah, I once thought I had like bloody poop.
I had to Google
Gatorade
it.
Poop.
Yeah, I was very concerned. Nah, man, you just figure it out. It's probably not the bad.
But I also had a stomach ache, so I was like, oh my God, I was so concerned.
Just welcome too much red Gatorade.
To the Octavarius podcast.
101, right?
This is episode 101. Whoa. Welcome to class.
Having fresh fun.
Feeling a blovin'.
How many puppies will we steal tonight?
A lot.
Without any further ado, let's start off at the far end of the room and sound off.
Hey, it's Nick.
Hi, it's LP.
Hey, it's Gustavi.
Hey, it's Cloud.
Hi, it's Scott.
Hi, it's Tins.
Hi, it's Tins.
And Tins.
Great. This is an audio podcast. Everyone's going to be very confused
it's
people.
Pretty
RJ will get it.
I'm Tins Mark. So,
well, I'm Tins Tins.
Yeah, I'm Tins Keith.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Before we get started, let me just thank all of you for continuing to support us through 100 podcasts. It's awesome. Woo!
Thank you.
To see people stick with us. And along with that, we're edging in on 100 shows as Octavarius coming up real soon. So thanks so much to everybody who's supported us in that so far. We've got 7 shows left in our run at Comedy Sports. That's Sundays at 7 at 929 West Belmont. And I'm forgetting something.
What could it be?
Shit!
Tins?
Tins. I feel like an idiot. I feel like a fool. See, my mail key has been broken for a couple of days. This is true.
Yeah.
So I haven't been able to get into our mailbox. So I actually remembered earlier today to go down and get the mailbag, but I nobody was home. I just forgot to mention it.
No, wait! Home. I have it. I've got it right here.
Oh, thank God you stopped.
Good job. Yep.
Oh,
nice.
Hang on. Let me just.
That's a mail.
Today's letter comes to us. from one Jefferson Davis, who writes, "Hey, Octavarius, if you were going to do a podcast about Tennessee and perhaps the rest of the South, an area of this country which I once was the president of when it was not this country, that would be really interesting, and I would quite enjoy it. But I bet you fucking Yankees are too fancy to come carpetbagging down into our territory and do a podcast about it. I would like to kindly ask you, what is up with that?"
It didn't sound kindly at all.
Also,
go ahead.
Oh, he's got more.
Also what?
Remember me, Jefferson Davis.
I love that you reference carpetbaggers.
Yeah, that's like a sixth grade bold term.
You know what a carpetbagger is?
Describing
the bold. I thought it was
in the book. You mean?
I thought it was people from the south going north, but I think it's north going south.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it's It's northerners who go south to basically get a political office. They show up and take advantage of opportunities.
I mean, originally it was just Northerners going south with a carpet bag full of goods manufactured in the north to sell in the south.
Mm.
Because they didn't have the means of production there.
I remember writing that on an index card in sixth grade. Remember that? Yeah.
They used it a lot more in politics.
Yeah, especially nowadays, because...
Yeah, everyone's carpet bagger.
Well, one of my favorite carpet baggers of all time is Hillary Clinton, mm-hmm. who went to New York to become a senator.
Yeah, she bagged the shit out of that carpet.
Yeah, she ended up... She won, and it worked out, and everybody was okay, because it was Hillary Clinton. But she is probably the most recent definition of a carpet bagger. Very few people ever remember carpet baggers. Thank you for bringing up the term carpet bagger.
Jefferson Davis.
You know,
time traveling letter.
Speaking of Jefferson Davis, may I share this fact with you that I just learned today?
Whip it out, Tins.
The Civil War.
TIL, Tins.
So this is 1862, I believe, and the South is really, really kicking some ass. Like, the North is seriously worried that they're going to lose this war.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, some Union soldiers are just camping out at a site where some Confederate soldiers were camping out just a couple days before, and they see this note. It's just like a piece of paper with three cigars inside, just this note wrapped around it. So these two Union soldiers, they're like, "What's this?" They pick it up, and it's literally like it says, like, essentially Robert E. Lee's secret plans on it.
Oh my god!
And it said like the route he was going to do, what he planned to do next with his army.
Wow.
So they gave the plans to George McClellan, who met them at Antietam, and that was the Battle of Antietam, which was the start of the turning point of the Civil War.
Wow.
What if that was just a setup, though?
I know.
What if?
Especially if it says Lee's secret plan.
And secrets, like, written in squiggly letters.
I swear to God, it was like, it said, like, Confederate Plan 161 or something like
that's
that.
That's so funny, because Washington did so many things in code in the Revolution, you'd think that people would learn from Washington's success and continue to do things in code and in secret.
I guess he just, Robert E. Lee must have just really trusted his couriers at the time. He thought his couriers,
I mean,
couriers
Washington
fucking
had
blow.
Some baller couriers. Apparently Lee's couriers are shitty.
Yeah.
Wow.
I also realized, next to that same fact was, another historical fact. I was reading a little history today.
Whip it out, Tim. Whip it out.
No,
up through, like, after 1776, we still hadn't flown the Stars and Stripes. We flew the
Circles and Daggers.
No. I'm trying to remember what it was called. It was basically we had the 13 stripes, the red and the white, but instead of the 13 stars at the time, we were flying the Union Jack in the corner, the British symbol. So at the time, we were still, like, even as we were revolting against the British, that was symbolizing our wish to still be unified as one. With Britain, who at that time we were still calling our mother country.
Oh, weird.
The more you know.
It was, you know, and when it came to Britain, I mean, although we rebelled against them, we are aware that they're important.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, you know, when the South rebelled against the North, did they still want to deal with them, or was it completely...
You were there.
A no. Well, Tans has been reading history all day. He must know.
No, I literally read 5 pages of history, and those were 2 very interesting facts that I had read. It's one of those, like, 200 history facts that Mama didn't teach you.
So, how much time have you Mama guys spent in the South? I know, Keith, you grew up there. I've only vacationed there, you know, briefly a couple of times.
It's probably the best way to experience it.
Are you counting Disney World?
Yeah, as you say, I flew over it to Florida, and then I've been in Arizona, which is apparently like the new South.
Is it really?
In terms of the perception that the South is racist.
Arizona is not the Southeast. That's a different thing.
I'm just saying that they are passing a lot of laws that are discriminatory.
They
could
are,
be perceived as discriminatory.
But it's different
say.
Than
they
the Southeast.
Mexicans.
I have a lot of family in Arizona, and I've spent some time in Arizona. It's different.
yes, they have their racist things, but it's a different type.
Look, okay, I've been to Cracker Barrel, though, so I'm pretty much an expert on this.
Arizona is a whole different deal, and that's a whole nother podcast.
Yeah, you want to say Arizona is just like the Southeast? Why don't you tell that to the inventors of Cold Stone Creamery, based in Tempe, Arizona. Trying to spout out another fact, so Keith, and I made a fool of myself.
What are some things that... What are, like, the most different things about the South for Keith, or I guess people who've been there more? Because I've only flown over it or been to Arizona.
I mean, there's a lot of different things. One, there's still a lot of people fly Confederate flags, and when confronted about them, refuse to say that it's because of their beliefs, but rather that they want to remember their pride of their Southern Union, sort of, and how they are a different people. But it really stems to, like, we are bound on these ideals still. We still believe of why we seceded, that we would like things to be how they used to be. They don't like things to change. They still don't like change. That's the biggest, you know, thought of the South, is that things worked fine up until now. Why on earth are we changing them? Everything's been fine in my family. The Smiths have been great for a while. Uh-huh. Why would the Smiths want to change? Because it doesn't help the Smiths.
Well, it's the very idea of conservatism, really.
Yeah, it is.
Conserving the values that we already have.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel
but
the world wouldn't progress, though. Like, if you stayed.
Of course it
wouldn't.
That's the idea.
They don't need progression because they're satisfied.
Broke, don't fix it, Cloud.
Yeah, it's
they don't want progression.
I know, but it's stupid, because then we'd all be, like, medieval.
Well, you are just espousing the views of progressivism.
But at the same
time, opposing view.
Progression is stupid because that's taking a risk.
Yes.
Because we could end up killing all of ourselves instead of staying on this awesome farm and eating these awesome vegetables and pigs and never working, which is awesome.
Exactly.
Because we have these other people to work for us, and you don't have to pay them.
And you can beat them.
Yeah.
They really
ain't people like you and me.
Oh, God.
It's backwards to me that, like, a lot of people in the South say they're all about, like, morals and values, and yet
there's
so much discrimination, though.
But they're about their morals and their values.
Like, all based on the Bible?
No.
Not necessarily.
Based on their perception of the Bible.
Yeah. They're just really staunch in their view.
Very frustrating.
Are there places in the South? I mean, you know, I guess it's easy to say, like, the South is whatever, but, like, is it different in urban areas? Is it different in different states in terms of stuff like this?
I'm sure it's different all over.
Yeah, I mean, Nashville is more liberal than Carthage, and, you know, Tennessee is more liberal than, like, Mississippi. Or Alabama, but it's still, they're all pretty much the same.
Fuck Bama, right, Robert?
Fucking racist now, Disney characters.
Now, Keith, since you grew up in that area, I would argue that a lot of things are different there because it's a different lay of the land. When you're that separate from your neighbors...
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't mind everyone being able to, you know, have guns, because whatever, there's no one around.
Right. Well, and there are people around.
But in the city of Chicago, we're all on top of each other.
Yeah.
And I would rather everyone not have handguns.
Yes,
because
we are,
because,
you know,
we're
sharing four of our walls with people.
Yeah, and if someone has a bad day in Chicago, you know,
yeah,
shit can really get bad.
Right.
Whereas if someone has a bad day in the boonies in Tennessee, they can, you know, go shoot out in the fucking trees or whatever, and likely they won't hit anybody.
Likely.
There could be a child.
Squirrel. Likely.
Thank you.
Probably the inter-house conflicts of another won't affect you.
Yeah, and so I'm willing to give them a little bit more leeway on the gun stuff, whereas here I'd be a lot more strict on the gun stuff.
I'd say no guns in general.
That's interesting about that, Brian, is, like, so what you're saying, and a lot of it's geographic, but some of it is also their attitude towards guns and what they use guns for there, is that, you know, because the two places are different, you know, we can have different laws or, you know, these different practices for them, and that's totally okay. But what I think is, so it's interesting that we would talk about the differences in our morals are not geographic, but things like gun ownership could be. And then the reverse of that is people in the South saying, you know, we can have Confederate flags, but everyone has to have legalized guns. It's interesting that some people, that there's a lot of concepts that aren't necessarily geographic.
I don't think it's just to the South either. I think it's just more rural areas. Because I mean, they do that in Minnesota and Michigan.
Oh yeah, oh,
for sure.
I've seen Confederate flags in fucking Michigan.
Oh yeah,
like you just don't get it.
You can see them like an hour north of like where I grew up.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
it's
outside of Palestine.
You get about 2 hours outside of Chicago. You're in the South.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, my cousin calls. There's a place called Wonder Lake, Illinois.
Oh, I know Wonder Lake.
Which he calls Wonder Tucky.
Yeah.
Wonder Tuck.
Now, like, we're saying a lot of negative things.
I don't think it's negative.
Well,
I think it's...
It's a little negative.
A lot of things are, like, negative about... And I agree, like, I just... Because I don't agree with a lot of the things they do. But there are a lot of, like, cool things about being South. Like, my roommate's from Oklahoma, and she's just,
she's
like,
cool.
Super nice, and there's a whole, like, Southern hospitality thing of, like... just... You know, there's a new neighbor in town, you go over there and you bring them food and all these, like, little things that I feel like we don't do as much.
And then you talk in your living room about how much you don't think they're living their life correctly. That's what the South is. It's just a big mask. It's not. They don't actually care about one another. They just do a way better job of pretending they're all friends when they're out and about. Like, everybody waves in their cars to one another despite them knowing each other. But when they go home, they're still as shitty as the rest of us. They're still like, man, I hate Margaret this. She said this in church today. I don't agree with it at all. I think she's going to hell.
Fuck that bitch.
Yeah.
All right, fuck that bitch.
They won't say fuck that bitch because words are very important to them, not using profanity unless you have to. But they will just say, like, I don't agree with her. I think she's going to hell.
Wow.
I think she's going to hell. That's what they really like saying.
I might be going to Gatlinburg this summer.
Oh yeah!
Oh, really?
I don't know what that is.
Dude, Gatlinburg's a time.
I've never been there, and I'm curious, to those familiar, what are some places I should stop at?
Oh, how do you like wasting your money?
The most enjoyable way
possible. What are you talking about? What the hell?
Gatlinburg, Tennessee, next to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, is a big... tourist trap of fun things.
A lot of folks go to Gatlinburg.
It seems like, if I may, Keith, the Wisconsin Dells of Tennessee.
Well, it's more the Aspen of the South, because it is a mountain town set in between all these mountain chains, whereas Aspen is about skiing and all those things. Gatlinburg is about wildlife and hunting and then also just spending your money on worthless bullshit.
They got horseback riding, golf course,
yes.
Fish outfitting,
seeing black bears,
guided nature service,
miniature golf, going to arcades, eating at pancake houses.
These are all things I love. I love horses.
The pancake houses are the best thing.
I'm excited.
There's millions of them and they're all great.
Nice. What's bringing you to Gatlinburg, Scott?
We might be getting a deal with a timeshare through my in-laws.
You should go to John D's hypnosis show.
What is that?
It's apparently a hypnosis show. Fun family entertainment.
Most of the shows there are terrible.
So wait, would you then buy the timeshare and it happens to be in Gatlinburg?
No. Her parents, my in-laws, bought it already and they're just get to go somewhere and we might get to go there.
Oh, God. That's cool.
Now, has anyone ever been hunting?
Never.
I shot a gun. I did shoot a gun.
I've hunted fish.
That's fishing. That's not hunting.
Sure.
I
want to
go.
Well, you, the fish kind of perceive it the same way.
Has anyone been hunting?
I shot a shotgun at a quail once.
But you missed?
Oh, I was like 7 years old.
I held a magnum one time.
Did you shoot it?
No, they wouldn't let me. It was in Arizona.
Uh-huh.
See?
That's a different thing.
And we went on this
That's
trip.
That's the West. The West is different than the South.
And then it was like a family thing, but they all the adults like get to shoot a gun at like a rock or something. And then
rock.
I wanted to shoot a gun, so they let me hold it. I didn't hunt.
But none of us have been hunting.
I'm very opposed to hunting. I don't think I'd ever hunt.
Not even to survive?
Like, to survive, sure.
There's some of the reasons people...
Well, then how would you know how to live if you I've never practiced hunting?
Well, this is like end of the world apocalypse.
Well, you don't really get a chance to prepare for that.
Well, I'm going to live optimistically and hope that doesn't happen.
One of the reasons people hunt is because animal populations get ridiculous in the South because it's not as urban as here.
Yeah, there's just more space for them
to fuck like nuts, and there's thousands and thousands and thousands of deer in some places. And if you don't have a hunting thing going on, they'll be all over the roads, you'll kill them, and all die on car crashes all the time.
No, I understand the logistics of it, I just wouldn't personally...
That's okay.
What if it was threatening your family?
What if there was a deer at your door?
What if it was
with a gun?
With a gun.
Bob, have you ever had venison?
I don't recall having venison. I'm not like... I mean, I eat meat, but I don't kill
animals. Did you ever hunt during the Oregon Trail computer game?
Yeah, but that was like
I see how it is. It's fine.
Oh, when it's fiction, it's fine.
It's fine. Oh.
Do you guys all go hunting?
Oh, yeah.
I would.
If somebody said to me, Brian, I'm going hunting, come hunting with me, I'd go.
Yeah, I'd go.
I've never gone.
No matter what animal and what weapon you'd be using?
Well,
like
turtle and rocks.
If I had the ability to take time off and go hunting with somebody,
Why not just throw the turtle,
and it's somebody that I like, I would go.
So what would you want to hunt, and with what weapon?
What would I hunt? I don't know.
The most.
I just go.
Game.
I don't even know if I'd be successful.
I would love to go hunting with like bow and arrow or crossbow. That'd be pretty.
Yeah, simple. I don't know that I'd be successful, but I'd be happy to learn what it's like to do that.
My uncle started hunting a couple years ago, actually, and he started out like very noble, and he was like, "I'm only hunting with a bow." Because he wanted to like feel much more connected to the nature and
you
supply the power. And then like 2 years later it was Thanksgiving and he just brought in like a sack full of deer jerky and we were like, wow, did you get that all with your bow? And he's like, no man, 12-gauge shotgun.
Guns are great.
He's just blowing the heads off deer. And like,
that is not what happens. That is not true.
That's not that you've never
true.
Been.
You
no.
shot no, a but deer I, with a 12-gauge shotgun at close range in the head would be gone.
Yes, but the bastard never got anywhere near.
Maybe he's stealthy.
No,
he's
impossible. No. Dude, it's a fucking
he will
baby.
Sit
he there.
He made the gun look like an awesome French baguette. And he's like,
they have,
deer.
They have those stations. Because, I mean, there's lots of. Ways you can hunt.
He will sit for hours. He actually went pistol hunting deer.
Yeah.
Which you have to be like really close.
What?
He hunted deer with pistols.
He must be like 85 sneak.
How many pistols
do
you have?
Dude, a lot of people do pistol hunting.
It's Michigan has like a weekend
my
for pistol hunting.
It happens.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Did you guys ever try to do what they did in The Edge and just make traps? If, like, a bear was attacking you? Have you guys seen the movie?
No, explain this.
You haven't seen the movie The Anthony Hopkins?
Oh, my God, Hollywood. I have seen that!
Yeah.
Okay,
Cloud, let's say it's you and me, and we're stuck in, like... Image. Well, it's not in the movie.
Because some geese have gotten into the propellers.
Geese got into the plane crashed, and our one friend died from a bear. and this bear is hunting us, so we have to kill the bear. And we're also starving, so let's just agree that you're going to hunt. For your own survival.
For survival.
We don't have guns. So we make traps. We make like pits with like spears in them. And I say like, I'll be like the old guy's like, I'm gonna hunt the motherfucker. I'm gonna kill him. You know? Would you do that?
Those are the lines he has.
I would support you if it's for survival, if it's life or death.
So in this scenario, you and Cloud went hunting, and now somehow you're defenseless, and
now
a bear is coming
hunted.
After you.
Now they're being hunted. They were messing with the sharks. Now the sharks are messing
like
with
most
them.
Guys.
Win this situation.
How did you lose your weapons?
Geese flew into
geese
the mouth.
They flew into them and they said,
keep up.
Sorry,
like
sorry.
Movie,
yes.
Yeah.
Because
the
geese. Of
the geese flying the plane.
They fly into it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's crazy.
So, what do you guys think about Southern food?
What is it?
Yum.
Wait, it depends on. Yeah, are we talking Tennessee or are we talking.
That's a good question. Someone tell me what are different breeds of Southern food?
Barbecue.
Country fried steak and corn in the cob.
There's soul food and there's barbecue.
Biscuits and gravy.
Those are the two?
Yeah. Well, soul food ranges from any sort of.
Well, what about Louisiana style food?
It's
like
soul food for the most part. There's enough things that tie together where it's soul food. It's Louisiana soul food.
Okay.
Or you can call it something else.
Yeah, I can see Creole falls under that category.
Is it like you're talking about like fried chicken? Like what?
Yeah. Soul food is stuff that's fried and overly salted for the most part. So you have collard greens, things that are cooked in butter and bacon. You know, beans with big chunks of pork in it. Anything that's got animals where animals don't really belong.
I'm on the Wikipedia for southern food.
Fried gator, fried anything pretty much.
Yeah. Would be soul food.
It's got by region. So Louisiana is Cajun and Creole.
Creole,
which is large, large supply of hot sauces and peppers, crawfish, rice is from in South Carolina. It's rice or Hoppin' John, a mixture of rice and black-eyed peas, flavored with salt pork. Barbecue is very popular in the South. Virginia has Smithfield ham, and is a major supplier of apples and peanuts.
Oh, they do boiled peanuts in the South, which is god awful.
Really? Oh. What's a boiled peanut?
Exactly that.
They just boil the
boiled in shell peanuts.
Oh, do you eat them? What, you eat the shell too?
Some people do. Some people open them, and you got this sauce. They're like, because they're beans, so they just cook them like beans instead of roasting them like nuts.
Weird.
Yeah, and they're just awful. But they like them down there. They're just awful.
No, I enjoy eating peanuts with the shell on. I like the salt on there, but I have to imagine if you boil them, it destroys all the salt.
Yeah, it's like damp fabric. It's so much fiber.
Tennessee is known for its country ham.
Yeah, it's extremely salty ham because back in the day, they didn't have refrigeration units, so the best way to preserve meat was just basically putting the whole thing in a vat of salt. And the salt eventually, you know, seeps into the meat. And they'll even, like, slice it and make lots of slices of ham and put them in the salt. Mm-hmm. So each bite requires about a glass of water to balance out. It is cool. The saltiest. It is like eating salt. It tastes more like salt than ham.
So,
but it's good if you like salt.
If we ever see country ham on a menu... We'll know that it's like about the saltiest ham you can get.
Yeah.
Because I've ordered country ham before, and I didn't know that is what that meant. Mm-hmm. I never knew that before.
Real salty ham. It should just be called really salty ham.
I imagine they wouldn't sell it with ham that way.
Country ham sounds a lot better.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The South also has totally different music, too. I shouldn't say everywhere, but...
You know...
Well, it's just country music.
Are we leaving bluegrass, food maybe. That quick?
Yeah, we need to talk more about food. Because we didn't even touch on barbecue.
Yeah, and we can't leave the food. We'll get to the music, Mark.
Barbecue's the greatest because that's the one thing that is really region-specific in the South that they really argue like a ton about. Like in Chicago, people just have their own favorite beef places or hot dog places and stuff like that. But in the South, it's statewide. They'll have that too. But you know, there's South Carolina style, North Carolina style. Then there's Kentucky style, which is really just more that it's lamb based than other things.
Wait, what's lamb based?
Kentucky has a lot of mutton.
Kentucky does mutton?
Uh huh.
I did not know that.
It's because the country there is easier to raise sheep, I assume.
It's a little hillier and a little cooler.
Kentucky barbecue?
I've never had mutton.
What is Kentucky barbecue like?
It's sort of like, it's still tomato sweet sauces for the most part, a little bit of spicy, but it's just that they have.
Is it like molasses based, like barbecue sauce?
Yeah. Yeah, it's barbecue, so molasses. Barbecue. It's like molasses, ketchup. Those are like the main things of it, which is most barbecue sauces, except for North Carolina and South Carolina, where they have vinegar
Kansas
based.
Kansas City,
which is more like tomato and even then, there's so many different around Kansas City.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. Is sauce is super specific, and then there's the meat they specialize in, which is ribs, and Memphis is super ribs. So Tennessee's fairly ribs heavy, but
Memphis does dry ribs.
The dry rub ribs, but they also do
wet
ribs.
Are you guys
ribs,
as into this as I am?
Or no idea.
I don't know.
We're doing a podcast.
St. Louis, is real big into... St. Louis and Kansas City, all those that are over in that area, do chicken and brisket and pork a lot really well.
I'll pause you real quick. I don't know if our listeners are aware of this. Keith, in addition to having lived in the South, has also toured extensively over the past year and a half, I'd say.
Couple years.
So maybe, let's say two. Solid two. Of
basically the Middle West to the eastern portion of the United States of America. You know, north, south.
As far west as the Colorado column of states, and as far east as you can go, Maine
Keith's,
and Florida.
Keith's hit them all. And a big part of touring as a comedian is you eat. You get to... part of your tour is...
important part of being a human.
Oh, well, it's the best
well, but,
part.
But picking your eating spots. Mm-hmm. And a lot of touring acts will pick their eating spots specifically because it makes life on the road that much easier. So Keith's enthusiasm for the varying foods of the South is not just because he enjoys food. It's because he also has planned and picked out wonderful restaurants throughout the South to eat at to get a sampling of their cuisine.
Yeah, almost even every time I'm in a southern city, I Yelp the 20-mile around area to find the best barbecue place I can get to. Everywhere I've been. And that's what I do for everything.
Care more than most of
us. Yeah. Once I'm in Pennsylvania, I search high and low for the sandwiches with fries and normally like any sort of cured beefs and stuff. You know, like corned beef or pastrami, things like that. They're really big on in the East. And then the further east you go, you get just whacked out sandwiches with all those amazing like Jewish delis that are out there. And in New Jersey, where Sloppy Joe's are not our Sloppy Joe's. Sloppy Joe's are roast beef sandwiches with a fuck ton of cream-based coleslaw. And it's delicious.
Yeah.
Our Sloppy Joe's
that sounds good.
Wait, it's ground beef?
No. It's roast beef.
Roast beef?
Like,
so
like
sliced roast
beef? Like medium-rare roast beef with creamy coleslaw.
Is the beef hot?
No. It's cold.
The beef's cold.
Roast. Cold sandwich. No, and it's great.
And it's called Sloppy Joe's?
Yeah, and it's huge.
But it's not Sloppy Joe's.
It is so sloppy, you wouldn't believe it.
Well, I'm sure it would be sloppy,
it's
but
the
it's not Sloppy
sandwich.
Joe's.
Maybe they like our Sloppy Joe's.
That's exactly
sloppy.
Right. No. They say that ours is wrong.
Our Sloppy Joe's is right. It was in Billy Madison, and they said, you know, here's your Sloppy Joe's. I know you kids love them. They're actually sloppy.
I know.
I mean, if you open a can of Manwich, it's not just rare roast beef and cream in a can.
No, it's not. Like, but up there, that's what they get exposed to
maybe
first is Sloppy Joe's.
Change theirs to like sloppy
what?
It's so
assholes.
Ridiculous. Yeah, dude, it's completely different.
It's not. It can't be called the same thing.
They argue they came with it first.
What's older? Can somebody bing this?
They can call that sandwich a pancake.
Can somebody bing one of my bings?
Can you bing? I want to find out what's older. Is it the New Jersey Sloppy Joe's or the real one? The one that was in Billy Madison?
Well, this is the
I know how you kids like them. Extra
no,
sloppy.
I have to go to Bing now. Because I said I would, so
because
I have to first.
Bing things.
Because now we bing things, which is terrible.
But
so I'm
not me. I don't
give
a shit. While you're searching, one additional
okay,
barbecue thing.
I got it.
Oh, yeah.
You did? All right, good.
This is fascinating. The Town Hall Deli in South Orange, I don't know where that is yet, claims to have invented the New Jersey Sloppy Joe in the 1930s.
Probably New Jersey.
I don't know.
It could be anything.
It's like Orange County, California.
I meant where in New Jersey it is.
Okay, I gotcha.
According to the deli's owner, a Maplewood politician named Thomas Sweeney returned from a vacation in Cuba where he spent time at a bar named Sloppy Joe's, from which the Key West bar obtained its name. The bar's owner laid out fixings for patrons who put sandwiches together. Sweeney asked Town Hall to cater his poker games with the same sort of sandwiches, and they caught on. And then there's all kinds of variations.
Yeah, I've got.
Wait, so the one with coleslaw is the original? That's for realsies?
Supposedly it was
came
invented
from my people
in 1930.
The one I'm reading is the original Sloppy Joe sandwich was invented by a cook named Joe at a cafe in Sioux City, Iowa, as a variation of the popular loose meat sandwich.
What is your source on that?
Wikipedia.
I'm on Wikipedia,
I'm on
too.
Wikipedia, too.
Well, you know...
What?
It's very popular that two guys named Joe in different places were fairly sloppy sandwich makers.
Yeah.
It's the first paragraph on Scotty D. That's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
What's this? I'm looking up beer cheese, which is from Kentucky. Have you ever had beer cheese?
No.
I want
I've had,
has it.
I've had beer
what's
cheese
beer
soup.
Cheese?
I've had beer
I
cheese.
I imagine
soup.
It's beer and cheese.
Beer cheese dip. Yeah.
What's beer cheese?
I want to have
beer
all
cheese.
Of it.
It's various melted cheeses mixed in with
it's a spread
types of beer.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a nacho dip?
Yeah, it's like a
dip.
Or
a soup. Sharp cheddar soup, yeah.
Yeah, I think I have had this.
How does that work?
It's delicious.
It's melt cheese and poured beer in, and then
I guess you
and
cook
then
it.
Garlic and some spices really? And dry mustard
and it's
and
just
more
cheese.
Fries.
Yeah.
It's what? A beer
so
cheese
hungry.
Soup.
What?
It's wonderful. Yeah, I first had beer cheese soup in
Keith,
Tennessee somewhere.
Is everyone in the South fat?
Yes.
Girls?
Yes. Yes.
Girls, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Every like single, almost every single person in the South
what
is fat.
What if they're like a deputy?
Wait, now I see.
They eventually, there'll be a 50-year-old fat person.
But as a teenager and a college-age male, in Girls Gone Wild, there were plenty of Southern girls that were not fat.
But those...
Transfers.
Those are people who just haven't had the chance to get fat yet. I guarantee you...
At some point...
They'll all be fat.
So at some point, like, all Southerners get fat?
By the diet you're provided in the South.
Yeah?
Fatness is inevitable.
Well... What about like healthy chain restaurants? Don't you get like
dude,
like
the health
California
food there, the salads are made of pork.
Yeah, you don't understand.
Like, no, I don't. That's what
Subway
I'm
is the healthiest thing they have, but they still
lettuce,
get the Philly cheesesteak sub. You know?
So,
they just don't care.
You can't move to the South.
Their life
we
is
can still
fat.
Move to the South.
They've all been fat all the time, and why becoming thin, that's
well,
change,
Texas
and they're not
is
interested.
Is the most obese state. I'm being told Robert from the chat room says that Texas is not the South. What is that? He's saying that that's
Texas
not
is not the South. Texas is Texas. There's nothing like Texas.
Yeah.
Texas is fucking
Texas.
Texas
is like its own
region.
It's the Wild West.
Yeah, the Wild West is its own thing. Texas is Texas.
Yeah.
There's just nothing to explain Texas. Texans are happy to say
Texas.
That. They'll admit it. It
you know
is
what
it is.
There's a fucking look at this fucking map I found. I'm with, this is
there's
a very
so much
map.
In Texas. Texas.
Yes, look at this map, listeners.
This is I'm showing LP. This is a map of all the southern like what is deemed the southern states by color. And so I'll put this in the chat room. Don't worry.
At Octavarius.
So Missouri is like kind of the South.
Missouri is the South.
Texas is kind of the South. Oklahoma's kind of the South, but these fucking other ones.
Yeah,
Louisiana. Like
yeah, Florida.
Super South.
Florida is not entirely the South.
Yeah, like Disney and vacation places.
That's
but,
nice. I'm glad
a
bunch of old that. Jews.
What?
Like, in Florida. Yeah.
You know,
there's a ton of them.
Texas.
By the way, Castelvi is Arizona.
It is not. Arizona is not.
Arizona is the Southwest.
Neither is New Mexico.
Yeah. I didn't say it was the South geographically.
Yeah. Well, let's just look at another map before we say that.
I don't know.
Geographically, is it?
I understand where you're coming from, Mark. I went to Arizona for the first time this year. And the first thing I saw driving in from the airport, I think I might have mentioned this before even, was this guy, this like 70-year-old dude wearing this like trucker cap, driving a VW Bug. And the paint job was like a red, white, and blue, just like screaming bald eagle.
That sounds awesome.
And it was just this
except
tiny
it's a bug.
Car. It's a bug. It's a German-made car.
It's a fucking German car.
And he had huge bullhorns on the top of it. And I was like, welcome to Arizona.
Yeah, they all have truck nuts down there, too.
Oh.
What is that?
Putting a big fake metal set of balls in the back of your truck.
Oh, truck
nuts
are truck
hilarious.
Nuts,
oh, I haven't seen
that. Oh, God. Castelvi, you got to bake some truck nuts.
Things. All right.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Truck nuts are...
Who wants to bet to see if it gets porn comes up first?
Well, it kind of...
I'm banging it, so...
You'll get a picture of what
truck
nuts truck are.
Nuts.
It is
so
the most vulgar thing you could do to your car.
Truck
how
nuts.
Much do they actually look like balls?
They
look
like balls.
Synthetic balls.
Sometimes...
God,
are they in a sack? Sometimes.
Scrotum hanging down.
Dude,
from, like,
it's literally that's
plate.
Literally what it is.
Oh, oh,
that
off.
Is,
yeah,
that is
you
know,
that?
That's just gross.
Yeah, man.
I love that because someone just thought
not
of that one day and it just caught on.
Yeah, man. A bunch of people just have balls hanging off their trucks.
That's
so
dumb.
That's
so dumb. Dude, these are the veiniest balls I've ever seen. It's so
just a pair of gross balls.
Like, we had a game that.
Those ugh. Things are bad for
dude, this
they're
is
huge, dude.
This is great. I'm looking at thatsnuts.com.
I'm at bumpernuts.com.
Deers come.
Bumper nuts?
I
hardly knew her.
Does bumpernuts.com offer a variety of what looks like 24 different colors of
yes,
nuts?
Yes, it does.
For whatever race
dude,
you wish your truck to be.
Flesh is one of the options. It's the first option. Blue, camo.
Black balls.
See, I get banana yellow truck nuts, chameleon truck nuts, candy apple blue truck nuts, candy apple red truck nuts.
I'm sorry, everyone needs to go to this website. Nuts. I just noticed that there's this gif of a squirrel with nuts, and the nuts are dancing. Like, his testicles are just, like, gyrating.
How is this okay?
It's funny right there.
Oh, the internet's a crazy place.
If you're, and this also website is from 1997.
If you're interested in purchasing nuts for your truck, just visit thatsnuts.com or, not kidding, call 1-877-NUT-DUDE.
How much do these things cost? I might get them.
Mine, let's see, the banana yellow truck nuts are $16.
$16 just to get nuts on my car?
Yeah, but these are nuts that last, Gustavi.
Gustavi, the nuts are as big as my hand. Like, they're huge nuts. And, like, there are veins running through these truck nuts. They'd be embarrassed.
Some fucking thick veins.
I cannot ever be seen with truck nuts.
What if we just, like, hung them from the ceiling or from, like, the
arch? I'm going to hit them with my head all the time if you do that.
Oh, God, that would be a terrible Keith trap.
I would hate just being teabagged every day by the wall.
We could put them next to the Confederate.
We're looking.
That way they're not in the way.
I'm hesitant to tell you.
I can see you.
LP was with me. I started to look, as you said, like truck nuts. I'm like, I wonder if there's one for truck pussy. So I looked up truck pussy, which immediately came up with porn. And then LP's like, do truck clit. And I'm like, no. It's like, do it.
A hanging truck clit?
No, it's just porn. It doesn't exist. Unless I image it.
That's what you were hoping for?
Truck boobs. Truck balls are just as strange.
Truck boobs are more like.
Yeah, boobs. Truck boobs. Secondary sex organs. It's not truck dick.
No, it's pretty close.
Just the unsold balls with nipples painted.
It's just a page ad, unfortunately. Although there's a lot of funny pictures of boobs here. Oh, goodness. And look, there's a truck nuts right there.
What kind of world do we live in?
We live in America. This is that's great. The moral of this podcast.
They tried to in 2007, Maryland tried to ban truck nuts.
Who's
they actually had to go to court.
But they failed because truck nuts are freedom of expression, I assume.
No, he's Massachusetts.
And in 2007, a proposal was made by American delegate Leroy E. Myers Jr. to, quote, prohibit motorists from displaying anything resembling or depicting anatomically correct or less than completely and opaquely covered human or animal genitals, human buttocks, or female breasts. He referred to the testicles as vulgar and immoral and stated that his proposal was made at the request of a resident who was offended by the accessory. They proposed a bill in 2008 trying to prohibit truck nuts, and
nobody cared.
Doesn't say it was shot down, but it doesn't say it was passed.
God damn it, I think the world should be able to have their truck nuts.
Looks like in Florida, you're possibly subject to a $60 fine for displaying your truck
God
nuts.
God damn it, Florida.
Just take down your truck nuts for a bit, right?
No.
Why do you have to have them on?
No, it's not that I have to, but I want the guy that has to be able to do it. If that's what it takes to
it's
make
really
that man,
we'll see where the truck nut rights.
We're talking the South. These people have things that are weird that make them happy, and if they have,
like put a dick on your car, like
if these things are like, if that stops
a dude from going nuts on me, fine.
If they put 30% less veiny, then I would agree with you.
I put a dick. That's my like hood ornament, like it's just a big old dick raging forward. I'll follow that thing anywhere.
Like the bowsprit of your truck?
Yeah, it would look like a little jaguar symbol, but instead it'd just be a dick.
That's really funny.
That's that
like a really sleek silver one.
God. You know what? If we're rich enough, Keith, I'll buy one for your car.
Are there a lot of lady truckers? Probably not.
There's some.
Probably not as many.
There's some.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some.
How are women in the South... I was about to say, has equal rights then? As like, is there a different culture with women in the South?
They all want to be nurses.
Or like moms.
They all, almost yeah exactly. They all want to be moms or nurses. Almost all the Southern girls that I know became nurses, or are going to school to be nurses.
They just want
to
help people.
They actually
That's what their mom does. Mom's a nurse. I'll be a nurse.
I'm sure there are other occupations that.
Yeah, there are. There's, you know.
Hairdressers.
Fighting alligators.
Retail.
Alligator fighter, obviously.
But the people who go into occupations, like, mostly choose nursing.
Teachers.
There's a lot of teachers. Teachers is big too.
Teachers are big.
I'll look it up.
But it's not like businesswoman.
What's the deal with not the like debutantes?
I mean, there are. Oh yeah, debutantes still.
Yeah, what's the deal with that?
They have pageants. They have pretty contests.
We don't do that much here. I don't know. I grew up and I don't really know any.
I'm just from
who
one
knew
summer.
A pageant girl growing up. Did any of you guys ever know?
Was it Mallory like Miss Schomburg?
Yeah, I know a few people that won, like the Rose Queen, you know.
Illinois. What's that? I don't even know what that is.
The Rose Queen, I'm from Roselle, Illinois, and the Rose Queen was like the
Roselle Roses
Miss America, you know?
Uh-huh.
And she would go around and do things at store openings, and she got a scholarship to go to college. It was usually like a senior in high school.
Uh-huh. Some pretty nice girl.
What is it called? For the Irish, for the St. Patrick's Day Parade, they pick like an Irish...
In I've heard Chicago? They call it.
Yeah, there's a beauty contest, and I mean, you know, like Miss America, they also say like what they want to go to school for and
here's
how they're gonna change the world.
The best young Irish lady.
That's
in
exactly
Chicago.
What it is. Like last year's winner was like Caroline O'Malley.
Discriminates against ugly people.
Well, yeah.
So do most things, unfortunately, though.
It's all subjective.
It's a huge thing. I forgot what it's called. It's like the Irish. It's not like the Irish Queen, but it's like it's something like that.
There's still like Miss Illinois and Miss Teen Illinois and all that stuff.
Well, yeah, but Miss Baby what I'm Illinois. Just saying is I don't know anybody. I don't think I know anybody.
They have a lot of those like little kid pageants. That's real big.
You can make some money.
Little Miss type things. And there, you know, there are competitions where you win like $1,000 to $10,000 for these little kids parade around and win money.
Man, I would love it if my kid could make me $10,000.
Is there like a buy-in to these things?
You have to pay. Oh, I mean, yeah, you have
so
to register.
So that's like part of how they get the money, right?
You register, but you also a lot of your prestige. Money just goes to training the kid the to be perfect and having some. Routine and
oh, I mean, so I just meant like when they get the prize,
yeah.
Like, is it mostly based off of like people paying money to enter?
No, some of that's that, but they have sponsors that really where a lot sponsors. Of the money comes from.
Makula has brought up something that I completely forgot.
The majority of us went to ISU, know someone who's part of a beauty pageant who won Miss Illinois. Our voice teacher.
In like 1950s.
Marion Hampton.
That's right.
She was
right
Miss
now.
Illinois.
Miss Illinois, yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
She was a sexy lady at one time.
She was a sexy lady. And then she told us how to say, ah.
So the pageants are, it's all like, you're just like, who is the prettiest one? Or it's
they
like talent-based too, right?
Too.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah.
But mostly it's like, how pretty are you?
Yes.
Well, it's like, how pretty are you under these circumstances?
Yeah.
It's like, are you still pretty when you have to talk? Yeah. Are you still pretty when we say, do you have a talent?
It should be more physical. It should be like obstacles.
Fighting an alligator.
They should combine American Gladiators with the Miss
just a little
like Miss American
Gladiators. Oh, patent pending. pending, Robert. Shut the fuck up. I don't care about fucking Bama. I don't care.
Oh, Miss American Gladiators would be so
dude,
good.
Fucking
just
darn
real
deal.
Sexy girls fighting things.
Dude,
and
get it?
It would have to be at the end of the day. Are you still pretty while you're fighting?
While you're fighting monster troll ladies?
Yeah. Are you still pretty while you're fighting them girls?
I would so do that.
Did none of you guys, like in high school, have the guys pageant thing?
Yeah.
We did.
No.
Nick Makula was in it.
I
was very good.
I didn't have a guy pageant.
I got free post-prom tickets.
I thought that was just for a dance.
Chris
Pogue
won.
Oh, his
little brother
won,
too. He was Ram Man.
Chris Pogue is probably out at a pageant right now.
What?
Chris Pogue won his, and Andy Pogue won the same one.
They're both Ram Man.
I believe Jonathan Pogue. The third Bogue brother
wow.
also won. He was the first one.
Dude, this fight rigged, man.
What the fuck?
One would say it was bogus.
Wow. you may not have taken the podcast, but you've taken my heart.
That's a good pun.
That's great.
That was a good pun.
Yeah.
So he won what? A prince? Dad liked that one. Princeton?
I don't know.
Kingship?
He got a hat, some free prom tickets.
Oh, that's so cool.
Free
tux
rental.
You have to wear tux.
You have to. The way Makula thinks it, you get to. You finally get to.
And you get to watch. Did you, Nick, when you got that tuxedo for the day, did you or did you not pretend like you were James Bond?
Of course I did. I wore sunglasses and a top hat.
No, the high school
a top hat.
Tuxedo.
James
for the
Bond
day.
Doesn't wear a top hat.
No, it's the
Sean Connery does in '62.
The tuxedo rental place donates them
yeah.
to the school
they
so
want
that.
People to rent yeah, yeah. Tuxedos.
That's how we got all of our tuxes free for prom.
I had a cane and everything. It was awesome.
Mr. Tux.
James Bond didn't have a cane.
That name again is Mr. Tux. I remember there's Mr. Tux. There is. Oh God, what were the other fucking tuxedo shops? They all had dumb
gentlemen's quarters.
Tuxedo yeah. wholesaler.
Yeah.
Tuxedo heaven.
What Mare costume shop where I got like,
they move.
Is
they're okay.
I know, yeah, I saw that. Is prom and homecoming the same in the South? I feel like someone told me it was like drastically different.
They're completely different.
What's the deal?
Yeah, what's up?
Homecoming is
huge.
A huge week-long event that ends with a parade through the town.
What?
Well, that makes sense because
we had parades, but you make it seem
football
like
game.
It's important.
I mean, the girls, the senior girls, any of the girls on the floats, they just don't go to school for the first half of the day because their parents have taken them all to the salon to get beautied up for the second half of the day, where they will ride on the hood of a sports car at 15 miles an hour or less through the town. Probably just 5 miles an hour.
Yeah, probably five. I was thinking
15 would be awesome.
I was like, man, that's pretty fast.
I was gonna say, I'm barely gonna be able to see that pretty southern lady.
Sometimes the parade speeds up past things that you know no one's by. The cars will speed up a hair because they're all high school guys who shouldn't be allowed to have girls sitting on the front of their cars. They poorly drive them about slowly.
So wait, the high school guys get to drive the sports cars?
Yeah, like
cars?
The football players all get chosen as the male representative, and they rent fancy cars, and the girls wear fancy dresses and sit on the hoods of the cars as they drive them in a huge about a mile to 2 mile parade around the town.
How
the town
is that
about
allowed?
That's
allowed.
It's homecoming.
That's understood.
Oh wow!
And do you as were you ever chosen as a driver? And if you're not a driver, do you have to come out?
I did
and watch?
Drive. I drove a Mustang convertible.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah,
dude, that's fucking sweet.
How many death or injuries are involved in these?
A few,
parades? Really? I just imagine with a human on driving on like because you're saying it's on the hood of the car.
Yes.
Yeah.
While you're driving.
Yes.
Like some girl
like
falls
stupid,
off
like,
and gets all bloody.
They put like a non
dress.
They put
no
like
less.
A rug that's got like a grip on it, so it helps hug the hood.
Is it like an evening gown? Or?
Yeah.
Oh wow!
Like they're all sexy.
High heels too.
It's yeah.
That's pretty dangerous.
It's more, really fancy. It's really
yeah,
fancy.
It sounds fancy on the hood of a car.
I want to see that.
That's fancy.
I can't believe that you got to do that in your life.
Yeah, I also had to march in the parade in the marching band.
I don't really want to do that.
No, that's way less fun.
Yeah.
It sucks.
No, I want to drive the car.
Yeah, the car's great. The car's the best part. Once I got to drive a car finally, I realized why
do you
we
know,
did this.
What kind of, what year Mustang was it?
What year was it? It was 2000. One. When I did it, it was 2004. It was silver.
It was a new Mustang?
Yeah.
Oh, what year
you
was
drove
the
a new Mustang?
Yeah.
Did the dealer
got it from the dealer. They rented it from a dealer.
You're fucking kidding me.
Oh.
Where did you get
into all that?
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah.
Way
that's so far.
Sometimes people get it from people's dads who have
hood?
Sick-ass cars.
Okay,
but nobody drives their car. You drive a sick-ass expensive car.
Wait.
But what year was the girl? What dealership was she from?
She was about 98.
A really lousy one. She was a bitch. I didn't like her.
You don't get
no.
to pick. You don't get
no,
to pick your girl.
She wasn't good looking.
She was like a horse lady. You know?
Oh,
yeah.
See, wait, do you
awkwardly tall with long faces and like disgusting teeth? And
you have to pay. Wait, do you have to pay to rent this car? And you got saddled with a horse lady?
No. All these expenses, I assume, go to the father of the bride, because I didn't pay a damn thing for it. And actually,
she pays for you to drive her around.
No, the school, the student body, elects you to that. And the girls get elected to having to spend a fortune, but they love the honor of looking like a queen. In fact, they're called queens. Like, they get representative from clubs, but the football queen, the homecoming queen, the band queen, they're all queens.
Huh.
And then the homecoming
court. Family has to spend a lot of money so that their daughter is the queen.
But also, it's the whole town is rallying together for this homecoming. They all live there all the time.
So it's it like, hey, thanks homecoming. For spending that money.
Yeah,
it's like
no.
A quinceañera for white
what
girls.
I'm saying is, like,
white girl quinceañera is all it is.
It's not even for, like spent white by the families. The dealerships and the grocery stores help to pay to use it as advertising.
Sure.
You see that sick ass car, and then you see like Sherman's Motors. You might want to buy your fancy car from Sherman's Motors
I'm
down
sure
the street.
There's a lot of quite well-off people that live.
What
there.
Happens at a quinceañera? I do not.
Dude,
I'm not
awesome.
Fully aware.
When a girl becomes a lady.
So like she loses her virginity.
Not a woman.
Yeah,
or?
Dude, that's cool. they deflower them at 15.
Is that what it happens?
Yeah, the mayor of the village does.
Oh my god.
No, it's a rite of passage.
Yeah.
And then
oh my
and god. No matter how old a mayor is. Yeah. Or the scandal.
Oh my god.
I thought bat mitzvahs were rough.
God only knows what the governor does or the president. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, no, this is a local.
Run a political train on
dude,
it.
It's land love.
Political
it's my people.
The one I was a part of was a big celebration, much mm-hmm. like a wedding. And I was actually one of the, like, or part of the party, I guess. So mm-hmm. we had to learn all these dances in advance. We learned, like, this choreographed merengue dance, bachata, and then salsa dance. An equal number of guys and girls. And so we performed this whole dance. We also did, like, a little 10-15 minute play. So, like, I think the lady who's becoming adult has to show their talent in some way.
Death
so
of a salesman. Got it.
I thought you were going to say
so,
sharp tits. Yeah, she kept moving her hands in such a way that she didn't seem
I'm
like
Italian.
That.
I'm Italian. I use my hands.
No, it's fine. I don't know
she's Italian. She goes to quinceañeras. It makes sense.
Well, and this one was funky because the lady friend was actually not 15. She was turning 18. It was a little late.
Scandal.
That's much more scandal.
But so the idea is, like, she shows off how good she is for, like, potential husbands. I assume
maybe,
is like the original context.
Yeah, it's
the original context.
It's just
a celebration. It's like
yeah,
a bar mitzvah. It's
yeah.
like a mariachi
you,
band.
You're becoming a woman, that's fucking party.
Dance party.
Cool. So it's kind of like debutante ball style.
Yeah, kind of. She gets all dolled up. She's like
dress.
The princess for the night. They probably give her gifts. She gets a ton of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
sweet colors.
It's like
a set
big deal.
Of golf clubs.
My grandma showed me pictures of her quinceañera, which is like fucking in the like 40s or whatever.
What'd the mayor look like?
Oh. Mark, steals the box. Right by the end.
Oh my god. Fucking walked into it.
Oh
nice.
God. Oh my god.
Foiled by my own plan. Oh, the irony.
Oh, Mark Musinski. Oh, Mark Musinski. Too big, too fast, too strong, too good.
Mark Musinski.
Mark Musinski.
Pure high schoolers.
Oh my god.
Get that man a golf club.
Well, what would I do with it?
I don't
that's
know.
The
are
question.
You. Are you winning?
Throw it at a deer?
You don't sound like you're very good at golf at all, Mark.
No. What do I need?
I'll tell you what you need, Mark. You need some of...
Pop chips.
Golf chips. Get them.
Before your day of golfing, fry up an entire alligator.
Yeah?
At the beginning of the day, drop them in the lake. Hit your ball into said lake, and when people start shouting, "Oh no, the ball has gone to the alligator," say, "Nope, got you all," and you can eat it. Spit out the ball far enough so that it lands right in the hole.
Hang on. Alright, this has been Clouds
Pop Chips.
Huh? Huh?
She said.
It was probably the craziest one I've ever heard.
Fry entire alligators. Dump them in a lake.
Like the night before?
Just one. You've seen one.
Just dump
big
a,
one.
Dump a fried alligator.
That's
in
a tip, man. That's what you gotta do.
Yeah, dude.
Oh no, the ball has fallen in the alligator.
You have to hit it right on the alligator. Why do you fry it? Why don't you just kill it?
Also, like, in its mouth or, like, on it or something.
If you have that accuracy, why not just shoot the hole?
Yeah. It seems like it's close enough where you can spit on it.
You gotta hit a fried alligator
instead. It's be like, lunch break.
It's gonna be so saturated with lake water.
Yeah, it's gonna be gross. It's also an alligator, so it's gonna be really tough.
Do you want to win or not?
Look,
you make sacrifices.
It's stagnant.
Sounds like
water.
You're cheating, actually. You say you spit the ball out.
Ain't nothing in the rule book.
This guy that says it's
says a girl can't fry an alligator, hit a ball near it, chew it out of him, and then spit it
no,
toward
it's
the hole.
Common sense, of course not. Yeah.
Haven't you seen air, bud?
Oh, goodness. Well, folks, we are almost out of time for this podcast, but we do have just enough time for Nick McCoy's
Seven Words of Wisdom.
What?
Nice quinceanera. Oh, shit. Geese! No!
That has been Nick McCoy's
Seven Words of Wisdom.
He was flying plane for those.
What happens to him?
He elaborately set up this scene for himself. He set two chairs side by side and got into the pilot's seat.
No, he was in the co-pilot. The pilot would be on the left.
Yeah, dude.
He was the co-pilot.
Very elaborate.
All for our listening audience.
I like that when he got to six, we all like held up six fingers like very abruptly.
Like, yeah. You've got one more. We're not letting you go.
He looks like he's sweating.
Yeah. I had so much fun just then. There are geese. You guys need to join in on my fun. Next time I make a plane, right. Get inside.
All right.
Fine. All right. Next time you make a visual joke for our audience, we'll all jump on.
All right, everybody, that's about our time. Before we go, again, we have our Sunday shows at 7 o'clock every week for the next 7 weeks.
At great
Comedy
show
Sports.
Last night. Thanks, everyone, for coming.
Oh, it was
thank
awesome.
You guys. New Year's Eve.
Follow us on Facebook. We are Octavarius. Follow us on Twitter, at Octavarius. And with that, we're going to let you go. So until next time, have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everyone.
He's coming back to you.
I was gonna have that podcast.